Hello love, welcome back to You Manifested That podcast. I am Luna Lejuste, your host, a mindset and manifestation expert, and I am here to unbrainwash you from any limitations that you have and reprogram your mind to expect the best and create the life you want. And more than anything, a life you love. Thank you for listening to me. Give it a follow, a subscribe. I'm gonna also ask you to leave me a 5-star review comment because it's helping me as a content creator to be more visible and help more people. Thank you so much for doing that, and let's dive deep. This episode is gonna save you some money. If you are making more money than you grew up with, or if you're trying to become financially stable, you might find yourself dealing with either a scarcity mindset or overspending. So we're gonna dive into that. I want to talk about financial trauma. Financial trauma is our experiences with money growing up and how they shape our relationship with it as adults. So if you struggle financially as a kid, you may either overspend when you have money or hold onto it tightly, always feeling like it's never enough. A scarcity mindset is created when you grew up and your family has been struggling with basic necessities like food, bills, shelter, and you might tie money to feeling of anxiety, stress, and lack. The family's financial situation will impact how you handle your finances, especially for women, for BIPOC communities, and for LGBTQIA+, and also low-income communities. But it's not only affecting them. The thing with money, it's energy. Because money is spiritual, it affects everyone, even people coming from rich families, even children who lose everything, even people who create empires from nothing, starting from scratch, and they lose everything too. This is the energy part I'm talking about. And you need to understand and to learn to use it because it's really subtle. A lot of people don't have access to a proper financial education. So creating a healthy relationship with money can be extremely difficult. Some people are gifted, others are not. Even if as an adult you are earning enough to cover your needs and your wants, you may feel like it's never enough. That was my case for years. So when you feel it's never enough money on your bank account, you are finding yourself into positions, or you are saving excessively your money and you are going without certain things because you are always worried you don't have enough money. Or sometimes you go to the extreme opposite to what is called emotional spending. I'm diving deeper into all these topics in my program Make Money Your Best Friend. This is exactly what I'm teaching you to deal with your emotions. You will also receive all the financial education, my personal experience with money, and what I learned about the energetics of money to create more abundance in your life and access the freedom you are craving. The link is in the description of this episode. Let's get back on emotional spending. Most of the people out there, most of us, even me, we are making purchases in response to feelings rather than out of necessity. Most of the time, shopping becomes a way to cope with emotions, and the act of buying provides a temporary emotional boost. By the way, that's a freaking illusion, but the relief is short-lived. So here are the triggers. Stress and anxiety. Buying something can make you feel in control for a moment. Loneliness. Shopping to fill an emotional void. Celebration. Positive emotions can lead to overspending, Because people reward themselves with purchases they will normally not make. And boredom. Especially with online shopping, it's so easy today to buy just to feel that you are productive and doing something. So here are the signs that you are emotionally overspending. You make impulse purchases and you regret them later. You shop to feel better or to reward yourself. You avoid checking your bank account because it makes you anxious. You feel guilty after shopping, especially if you didn't need or if you can't afford what you bought. You have unused items sitting at home, meaning you bought for the thrill, not the need, especially if you have clothes that you have never worn, you know. But it's deeper than that. Emotional spending is often tied to deeper psychological needs. So we have instant gratification. Buying gives us a hit of pleasure, but it doesn't last. We have low self-esteem. Some people buy to boost their confidence or project or a certain image. Social pressure, especially today, influencers and friends and people showing off expensive, luxurious brands can lead you to overspend just to keep up with them. This is tricky and dangerous because even if you are in control of your life, we could be past each other. And at some point, you're gonna behave the same way, especially with the people you love because you want to fit in. That's why in a group of friends, if one is smoking, everyone is gonna smoke too. You know, like if one is laughing in a certain way, people are gonna laugh a certain way too. You want to fit in. You don't control that. It's completely subconscious. And we have also dopamine hits. So when you shop, it releases dopamine. It's the same for alcohol, for smoking, for all of that. You want this sensation, this dopamine sensation. And it's making it feel rewarding for you. But it's a short-term high. It doesn't stay. And the last thing is filling a void. Most of people, they shop, they buy stuff to avoid facing deeper issues. Like loneliness, you know, fears, frustration, dissatisfaction, traumas, whatever. So managing emotional spending, it starts with self-awareness. And this is why I'm doing this episode. So you can reflect on your relationship with money. You can start to set boundaries. Now you are more conscious. Boundaries, whether it's with your spending habits or with the people around you. You know, when you have those friends who always want to go out and they push you, they force you, you know, say no. And now I hope that because I have told you all of that, you will think twice before using your money, buying something, spending something. It's really important that you create a mindful spending. Not only because you are saving money, it's not the principal topic there, but more like respect your money. You know, don't buy shit with your money. Think twice, be wise with your money. And also remember that it's okay to receive help. If you want to unlock your abundance, you can completely join my money program. It's all the help you will ever need. And you will never find this in books or in YouTube or for free. It's gonna truly help you because it has completely changed my life and the life also of my clients. And we are all exactly where you are. So let's see what this program can do for you. Magic solutions, I know. This is an 8-week program to Sacred Abundance, a self-paced course that combines spiritual, educational and financial coaching, plus energy work to reprogram your mindset for effortless abundance. So you can join me today and activate the abundant version of you And the link is in the description, so you can get 70% off with the code EASYMONEY. That's all for today. Thank you so much for listening, and remember that you can create a reality and a life you love, because happiness is one of your purposes. You just have to look outside and you will always have a proof of it, of what is possible. I will see you in the next episode. Much love.